At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Ryan, and we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you as always by Discover Card. And if you're a value customer, Discover believes you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation every now and again. That's why they match all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. All right, we got a lot going on right now. The Adrian Wojnarowski, who reported earlier in the day that the draft order at the top was basically set. Jabari Smith 1 to Orlando, Chet Holmgren 2, and Paolo Banchero 3, Holmgren to Oklahoma City, Banchero 3 to Houston. Now the latest from Woj is that that could change. That Paolo Banchero could actually go number one. That he's under serious consideration now to the Orlando Magic. So the draft will start in, 10 minutes or so. So we'll see what happens here. But now we might have some intrigue at the top of the draft. But there's, as we said earlier, Ryan, the big story right now is Kyrie Irving and what's going on with him and the Nets, and obviously Kevin Durant, his future looming in the background of this story. It's ever evolving. Here's the latest from Shams Charania on his stadium live stream that's going on right now.
It's going to surround the Brooklyn Nets, and sources tell me that Kevin Durant is seriously mulling his future options with the Nets. He's been monitoring the situation over the last several weeks, the last several months, and there's an expectation that Kyrie Irving will now proceed shortly into finding a new home via an opt-in and trade potential situation. And there are several teams that he would likely consider. Some of them I reported earlier this week. When you look at the Lakers, the Knicks, the Clippers, those are three suitors that are expected to emerge out of probably several teams that would have interest in acquiring Kyrie Irving via sign and trade. The Nets have until June 29th to come up with an opt-in and trade that would allow the team to get some sort of value for Kyrie Irving.
That last part, Ryan, is the interesting thing. Shams said the team has until June, the Nets have until June 29th to find a trade partner for an opt-in so they can get something in return for Kyrie Irving. Okay, then what if they don't? Here's the threat that has to go along with what Shams just said. Kyrie Irving is willing to leave the Nets and go somewhere in free agency. Well, here's the problem. All the teams with money in free agency, none of them are on that list. Detroit's not on that list. Indiana, San Antonio, Portland, they're not on that list. Portland doesn't even have that much money now. Orlando, not on Kyrie's wish list. So unless he is willing, look, I was told by someone he will consider doing this. It's hard for me to believe, and I'm not sure I do believe it. But that Kyrie would consider going to play for the Lakers for the mid-level exception of $6 or $7 million just out of spite.
What? So don't say that again, Chris. Say what
there
you just
rumblings.
Said.
Someone told me in the know, and there are rumblings other reporters
what is,
have said.
What does in the know
thing.
Mean? What
well,
is
look,
what is
I'm
in
not going to give you who the source
no,
is,
no.
but it's somebody close to the situation.
Oh.
That Kyrie will consider going to the Lakers for the mid-level exception.
Oh.
out of spite, because he's fed up with the Nets. And them not, you know, what he feels is being disrespectful. Now, I think, personally, I think a lot of this is bluff. I think a lot of this is Kyrie trying to scare the Nets into giving him the contract he wants. But that is the only way Kyrie has any leverage, unless if he is willing, other than Kevin Durant going nuclear and saying, if Kyrie's not here, I want out. The only other leverage Kyrie will have is if he's willing to walk to the Lakers for $6 or $7 million. And here's the final thing I'll say before I turn it over to you, Ryan. It doesn't make sense to me, and I know Kyrie is unpredictable, so nobody can say what he will and won't do. But if you're upset because the Nets won't give you the tens of millions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars that you feel you deserve, you're actually going to leave $30 million on the table to go play for the Lakers, and some will say, yeah, he'll play for him for a year, and next year he'll strike it big and get that huge contract on the free agent market. That sounds nice, and maybe it could happen. But Kyrie's also very injury prone. And if Kyrie went to the Lakers and got hurt,
oh,
you can kiss that huge contract goodbye. And then Kyrie, who already gave up $17 million this year because he wouldn't get vaccinated, who's already lost tens of millions of dollars when he lost his Nike endorsement deal, he's given up a lot of money. I know he's not, I don't think he's motivated by money, but still, at some point, you tire of giving up these tens of millions of dollars. So that's the latest, Ryan. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Chris, I hear you. I hear the logic. Take the money. Take the money. But Chris.
Meaning what? Are you saying. Kyrie to take the money?
Get as much money while they giving it. If they giving it, you take it.
So but, does that mean he should just stay with the Nets?
Yeah, take the money. Take your money and then figure all the rest of it out later, all right? Get paid, guaranteed money. Basketball, we got guaranteed money. But
you only got a small window to make all this money.
Here's a but. Here's a but, Chris. It's Kyrie, dog.
Right.
Kyrie, of any player just about in NBA history, could pull this. Could pull this off.
Oh, right.
Kyrie, right? I mean, if we told you, name a guy who might pass up on the the payout of money, the cha-ching, it might be Kyrie. I play with him. I love him. That's my guy right there. And he would – listen, he already was the guy like, man, I'm not going to play this season. I'm going to chill. Until they fix it, I'm going to fix it. And he did.
So you think out of spite –
who said
for the Nets not giving doing disrespecting him in his opinion, you think out of spite he'd go to the Lakers? Here's what he'd be giving up: $30 million, which again, like you said, he might hold up, but here's more: living at home in New Jersey, in the very town you grew up in that you said you wanted to be in, playing for the team you grew up rooting for that you said you wanted to bring a championship to, and playing with one of your good friends, Kevin Durant, and on a team that has a chance to win the championship. That's all that you're getting. You're giving up all of that out for spite? It don't make sense. But look, again, I'm not claiming to know what Kyrie will do, because nobody other than Kyrie, and maybe even he doesn't know right now what he will do. So, like you said, it's possible. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I know it doesn't make sense. But to Kyrie, it makes all the sense. Kyrie's feeling like he's made enough money that he can take this little haircut. And most importantly, he can possibly be happy. If I were the Nets, I would shake in my boots. And I would be on the phone trying to find a partner on which he named to make it happen with.
Because the you think he's controlling. Okay.
The one thing you don't want to do is get into this situation and let him walk for nothing. You do not want to do that.
Well, let me say this. The last team that let Kyrie walk for nothing was who?
Boston.
How did it work out for them?
They were stacked, though, dude. That's they could let somebody else walk.
Saying,
they were stacked. That's
nobody knew Marcus Smart was this, and I'm not saying he's a star, but they wanted Kyrie back. So I'm just saying, a lot of times, the worst thing is not to let somebody walk. A worst thing is to bring on bad contracts that hamstring you for the future. So I'm with you. If I'm the Nets, I'm like, look, we will look for a deal. But if we don't get the deal we want, we'll call you bluff. And then it's a game of chicken.
Oh, wow.
It's Kyrie, are you really willing to play for the mid-level exception? And Nets, are you really willing to risk losing him for nothing? The number one pick in the draft, wow.
Wow.
Orlando shocks everyone and takes Banchero, Paolo Banchero, with the number one pick. There it is.
You know what? He stepped up and he said that he was the best player in the draft. He put his attitude behind it. I think he's the best playmaker with size. He plays downhill. He's NBA ready. This was a guy that we thought was going to fall to the Rockets. At three, you see the emotion come out.
It does change everything.
You got to be happy. Yeah, it changes everything.
Where are you at on him? Because I like him, obviously, at Duke. He had a really good year. I didn't see him just take over games like I felt he was capable of. And I don't know, is that playing at Duke? They don't do that, or you know what I mean? Like, he's got the size, kind of LeBron. He's sick, a little bit taller, not quite as big as LeBron, although, you know, at a similar age, yeah, close. Why didn't he just beast cats?
because he's got to play somewhat in the system. He's still a bit of a baby. He's got to figure it out. Obviously, LeBron has the handle of a point guard. You know, he's got the handle of a shooting guard, small forward, you may want to say, with that size. There's the difference there, but this is not the big boom pick. You know, they say kind of a boom or bust or, you know, elite.
Right.
He may be this solid guy, the attributes that you see in the next 5 or 10 years. There may not be a lot of growth. The shot may get better, but the appeal with Banchero, with Paolo, is he's coming in right now ready to play with the size and athleticism.
Agreed.
You know, he's going to have some learning to do, but physically, he going to be putting dudes in the rim.
See, I think I agree with you. I think he's ready right now. I felt like Jabari Smith is also ready. Maybe not quite as ready as Paolo, but also ready. And kind of like, I think both of those were sure picks in that they're going to be really good players, I think, kind of at least. But Jabari, I think, has more upside than Paolo. Like at his ceiling. And I think Chet has more, a higher ceiling than both of them. But
yes,
I get the same
yes.
pick. But I thought the happy medium between upside and NBA ready right now was Jabari Smith.
Here's the thing. You said it. I want people to hear this. When it comes to Chet, Chet by far is that boom pick. Chet
right.
is the guy that's going to develop Steph Curry-ish and could be an absolute monster in the league, because a lot of people talk about his size and length, but he's coordinated. He can take you off the bounce. He can push
yep.
full court. Like I see little guards trying to rip him and poof, behind the back, through the legs. Like
right.
he has all that in his bag. That's the appeal with Chet Holmgren that a lot of people just say, oh, he's skilled. They don't talk about his skill set, you know? And that's the boom there. And with,
right.
with Paolo, he's going to be this guy. And in the next 5, 10, it may be Chet. That's what the excitement for Chet is. And I think with some of the Orlandos, the other teams, you got to ask yourself, can we be patient? We got a bunch of young guys. Can we stay patient? You know, but with Banchero, I've always said, he's the safest pick now to get into your lineup and play quality minutes.
Yeah, I like him. I'm not gonna poo-poo the pick because I do like him. He, as you said, he's got a lot of talent, and we've seen guys. Heck, you know who comes to mind most? Just a top of mind, Michael Jordan, right?
Mm.
We've seen guys kind of play in a system and be great, but not be able to show everything they've got. I'm not saying he's obviously gonna be Jordan, but maybe he's got even more than we saw at Duke. Orlando certainly thinks so, and we'll see. It's the Odd Couple. Ryan Hollins is in for Rob Parker. We are NBA wall to wall. We got draft. We got trade news. We got the whole nine yards. Here's the next thing. Should the Nets cave to Kyrie's contract demands just to appease KD? We'll get into that next. I couple. Ryan Hollins in for Rob Parker. Chris Broussard here. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
who will be selected number one, which teams will trade up and down, and who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant. It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, and things are moving fast in the NBA draft. But first, we got to tell you about AutoZone. It's great. AutoZone's the place to be. I see them on every corner. And when you have some issues with your car, particularly with your battery, when it's dead, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time that you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Jabari Smith, well, let me run it down. Paolo Banchero drafted number one, surprising a lot of people, to Orlando. Chet Holmgren going number two, surprising no one, to Oklahoma City. Jabari Smith, who a lot thought would be the number one pick in the draft, he goes third, Ryan, to the Houston Rockets, which, I think they're getting a very good player with good upside. He looks disappointed on the screen. He didn't even work out for the Rockets. He only worked out for the top two teams because he thought he was going there. He's been hearing for a month that he was going to be the number one pick. What do you think about this and, you know, how you think this works out?
Yeah. Hey, man, I hope the young boy has a chip on his shoulder. Let's go.
You like that, right? You like him being upset.
Yes.
Because a lot of people would say, hey, I'm number three. I'm in the NBA.
I don't want him fat and happy. I want him working. Listen, I've said this the whole time. You get a guy, I felt confident the Rockets were going to get a guy at three that they would have still been able to get at one. And the gift and the curse is you got that man who can step out, shoot the three. He's long, he's athletic, and he's not going to do anything but continue to grow. And you see the immense upside, Chris. When you think about NBA basketball, shooting, shooting, shooting. This is a guy who's going to be a plug-and-play pick from the start, man. I'm telling you, I love it.
He might be the best shooter in the draft, period. Not for a big guy, period. And that's good. Look, I think he's a better version of the guy they just traded to Dallas and Christian Wood, right?
Like they're different players. He's going to be able to guard the perimeter similar to Christian.
Excellent defender.
Yeah, he's not a five. I think his length will help at the rim, but it's the shooting. He steps into the NBA with the position, Chris, and you don't need him making a bunch of plays off the bounce. You got Kevin Porter Jr., you got Jalen Green. It's a team that wants to get up and down, but outside shooting in moments had been a problem. But when you can spread the floor, you got youth, and you got a lot of upside here, man. I am ecstatic, but even more so, this was a guy that you would have taken at one.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned at one. Orlando has hit home runs with all of their number one picks in the past. Mm-hmm. Shaq, Chris Webber, that they turned into Penny Hardaway. Only injury stopped Penny from being awesome. And then, of course, Dwight Howard. As you said earlier, that boom guy, the guy that has the highest ceiling, is Chet Holmgren. And they passed. They went with a safer pick. The safest of the top three picks. Do you think they will regret passing on Chet Holmgren?
I can't tell yet. It's too early to tell.
I know you
tell.
Can't say now. I'm asking you to give me a forecast. I get it. We don't know what they're going to become.
There is a chance. There is a chance. And for me, it would have to say that Chet Holmgren, you know, was playing at an Embiid.
He had to be a superstar.
An Embiid-like level, a Durant-like level, you know.
He'd have to become a superstar.
Yeah.
I do think this, Ryan. And I don't want to say at the very least, because he could obviously just be a straight-up bust. But I feel like at least he's going to be Kristaps Porzingis. And if he's Kristaps Porzingis, I'll take that. A healthy version, you know what I mean? A guy that is available. Because Kristaps is 20-9 when he plays. He's long. Now, this guy blocks shots better. This guy's got better handle, can go off the dribble better, and might be able to shoot it better, but at least shoots it as well. That's a really good player in the NBA today.
This is the tough thing, though. Those guys who went ahead of him and behind after him are going to be good players also. And when you're looking at the comp of a Porzingis or a tall shooter, that's not the appeal of your comp is Kevin Durant. Your comp is LeBron James. Your comp is, you know, even a prime Blake Griffin, you know, in a Banchero, you know. So that's the tough part there when you talk about what is the boom. We talk about boom or bust picks. That's where the boom part, you know, maybe teamed a little hesitant, but he has an immense skill set. You know, to me in the NBA, you get as much shooting, as much length as you can have. All right.
Well, he got both of them in spades. So we will see what this dude. I hope he becomes a superstar. I think it'd be good for the league. All right. We got much more to talk about. As we said earlier, we're going to get into this Kevin Durant situation with Kyrie and how this could affect him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's get back to the Nets, because obviously that's the huge story in the NBA right now. Kevin Durant said to be mulling his, you know, future because of what's going on with Kyrie Irving. Now, let me say this, and I hate to kind of kill everybody's excitement and intrigue and drama and suspense and, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling. I think a lot of this is a bluff. I think a lot of this is Kyrie Irving trying to get the biggest, the best deal he can out of the Nets. And I think at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm not going to say I know for a fact. But I think at the end of the day, he ends up signing with the Nets. And they find some compromise between a fully guaranteed five-year max that he wants and a shorter deal that has, you know, max money. I think they find some type of compromise there. But right now, let's go with what's out there, that Kevin Durant is upset and might want to jet if Kyrie is out of there. Do you think, Ryan, that the Nets should kowtow to Kyrie, give him the full five-year max, fully guaranteed, just to keep KD happy?
Yes, if that's what KD wants, that's what KD gets. I say it again. If that's what KD wants, that's what KD gets. Kevin Durant is that dude. Maybe you don't think Kyrie Irving might be that dude. You might think he's inconsistent. You might not know what's going to go on. But here's the reality. If that's what Kevin Durant wants, you go and make that happen. Figure out the talent like Kyrie later on. Move him if you want. Deal with him. Discipline him. Take his money. I don't know. It got ugly.
How?
Well, if he
See,
doesn't,
that's
if he doesn't,
easy to
if he,
say,
if he don't
with
show
it
up
later,
work, if he don't
after
show,
I've already given him the See, he want look.
No, Chris, I'm sorry. Let me clarify.
Nets,
if he don't show
willing,
up, if he don't
yeah,
show up for work, yeah.
If he don't show up for work, then what?
You take his money, you fine him. You can't just miss work.
Those little fines, they not. They, look, they want to do an incentive laden deal. Look, here's the deal I like. 4 years, and Bobby Marks from ESPN, former executive with the Nets, brought this up on yesterday on TV. Four-year deal, fully in full max, first 2 years fully guaranteed, second, last 2 years guaranteed based on your availability for the, in the first 2 years. Now, Bobby Marks threw in that you play 65 games each of the first 2 years. I wouldn't make it that high. I would make it more like, say, 120 games total in the first 2 years. So maybe you play 70 the first year, and then you have a few injuries, and you only play 50 the second year. But I'm not holding that against you. I also am willing to tie the availability to injuries, serious injuries. You know, like, if he gets a serious injury, you're not going to hold that against him. But you can't be sitting out for kind of just these make-believe injuries, family, real hardcore family issues, yes. You step away. But not just some nebulous thing we don't know how to define it, what it means, not a national tragedy. We're having those, unfortunately, it seems like, every now and then. I'm sorry, we none of us like it, but you got to come to work. Like, stuff like that, I'm willing to give him. But, and I think you sound the same way, but you know this, Ryan, the culture of, look at the teams that win championships. Toronto won one. They got a good, healthy culture.
Yeah, they do.
The Warriors have a good, healthy culture. San Antonio had a good, healthy culture. I don't think the Lakers culture is all that great. They're kind of a mom and pop store, but they get the best players that the league has ever seen. That's the thing. They win bait with Wilt and Jerry West and Kareem and Magic and Worthy and Shaq and Kobe and Powell and LeBron and AD. Like, that's how they win. But they're the only team that just, I mean, gets the absolute best players that the league has ever seen. Outside of that, you need a strong culture. And if I'm the Nets, I got to regain control of my culture, man. Right now, it's an AAU program. And if you kowtow to Kyrie because you're kowtowing to KD, I don't think you have control of your culture, especially, Ryan, when you have KD locked up for the next 4 years. And I understand if he wants out, he's going to get out. But I do have some leverage because you're locked up for the next 4 years. And so we'll work with you, but, you know, we got some leverage too. That's all I'm saying.
I think the fact that they're going through this process, they're going to have to get to terms, is their leverage. I think they're saying we don't expect anything less. I think they're setting the tone right now. But the truth is, Chris, and you said this in so many words, the Nets don't really have a choice. Okay.
To give it what?
But to give Kyrie don't really have a choice.
They do have a choice. Kyrie doesn't have a choice.
Listen, you can't let Kyrie walk. You can't.
Why not?
You can't because you've invested in him.
He's the last team, so had the Celtics.
He's a big time asset. The Celtics had young assets. So when he walked, it wasn't that big a deal. They were log jam.
There's a difference there. I'll give you that.
They were log jam. The Nets ain't log jam. The Nets almost put you in uniform. You out there in New Jersey. That was Chris Broussard.
I did have game. I mean, don't mock it that much.
I know you can shoot it, Chris. I know you can shoot it, man. I know you can shoot it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But they were struggling to find guys who play. So, yeah, like, they got to maintain
And that's the thing, though, is Kyrie – is Kyrie really willing to go to the Lakers at a $30 million haircut?
If anybody would do it, he would
not,
do it.
I agree. But if he's not willing to do that, then he don't have any leverage.
Here's the thing, Chris. When you have a big major asset like that, whether he acts up or not, whether you want him or not, you acquire him and then you look to move him. They're probably scared to death. They're going to acquire him and they look to move. Remember with the Clippers, they did a whole big deal. And it's kind of sour when you think about it, but they paid Blake Griffin. They paid him. We love you, Blake. They put him on a billboard, and then what they do? They traded him.
Right.
You got to maintain your asset and then flip him into something else. It's a business.
I hear you. And again, I don't think things are as bad as it's being put out there. I really don't. I think a lot of this is bluff. And I think at the end of the day, the most likely situation remains that Kyrie Irving re-signs with the Nets. I think that's the most likely. But, look, he's unpredictable, as you said. He's mercurial, as you said. So we all know what he's going to do. I'm just saying this, man. Philosophically, I'm just against giving a guy who has been so unreliable and so unavailable 5 years fully guaranteed. It's one thing if you get hurt. I mean, that's an issue,
too. What's your ideal number? What's your ideal number? Three?
I would love three, but I'll even, like I said, I'm willing to give you four. If you, as a compromise, because here's the thing. I don't want, as much as if I'm the Nets, I got to reestablish control of our franchise. I don't want to beat Kyrie into the ground. I don't want to, like, call his bluff. You see, you wasn't going nowhere. You're not taking a $30 million pay cut. Take this 2 years, you know, $90 million and be happy with it. I don't want to do that because I want Kyrie in a good headspace. Mm-hmm. I want a win-win. But Kyrie's got to be willing to just look in the mirror. And this is about maturity. And I respect Kyrie on a lot of levels. Even as I think some of the stuff he does is out there. I do respect his heart and a lot of the things he stands for. But I also respect the man being able to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I get it. I can't just break away on a whim. I have been unavailable. There are consequences for our actions. I can look in the mirror and know when I made a mistake. You can look in the mirror and know when you made a mistake. I've apologized to my children before because daddy was wrong. Be a man and be able to admit when you make a mistake. We all make mistakes. We all are wrong. It's one of my pet peeves when I hear people, and I hear a lot of athletes saying, I don't regret nothing. I never had regrets. Well, you the perfect human being? We all got regrets. So that's what I want the Nets and Kyrie to do, a win-win. And I think they'll eventually come to that, but I just can't. Here's the other thing, Ryan, and I got to say this, and okay. I'm the president of the Kyrie's a First Ballot Hall of Famer fan club. Because I do think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. A lot of people don't think that. But Kyrie has not impacted winning a ton. This year, the Nets were 30-23 without him, and they were 14-15 with him.
Is
over
he a world
his 3
champ?
Years there, over his 3 years there, they win 56% of the games without him, 56%
is
of the
he a
games
world
with
champ?
Him. Yeah, with LeBron James.
Did he hit the shot?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. He's great, don't get me wrong. But without LeBron, he hasn't impacted winning to that level. We will stick with this and all the NBA talk coming up. So keep it locked right here, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. With prices soaring at the pump, and boy, are they soaring. Discover's got your back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June, and that's on up to $1,500 in purchases. When you activate, you can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. All right, the first three, look, it's been a surprising draft so far. Paolo Banchero goes number one, surprise, surprise, to Orlando. Chet Holmgren, number two, we expected that, but Jabari Smith, many thought would be number one, he drops to number three. And Jaden Ivey, number four, many people expected. The Sacramento Kings at the fourth pick bypass him and go for Keegan Murray out of Iowa. Now, that's what Jason McIntyre said they should do. But Twitter disagrees with Jason McIntyre because they are on fire about this pick. And Rob G, they're saying this is another blown lottery pick by the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah. The one thing the Kings cannot do based on their history is to avoid taking what the consensus is a higher upside, better player. And to a lot of people, Jaden Ivey had number one pick potential because of his style of play, athleticism. They were comparing him to like Russell Westbrook coming out of college, Ja Morant, that level of athlete at point guard. And the reason why everybody was so miffed at the Kings pick is because ESPN had this graphic up before the draft started. Since 2011, they have made three picks in the lottery where the guy they took ended up being a bust and the guy right after him ended up being an All-NBA player. 2011.
Wow.
They took Jimmer Fredette, number 10, in a draft day trade. The next pick, Klay Thompson. 2012, they follow it up. Number 5, they take Thomas Robinson. Next pick, Damian Lillard. And the worst one of all, 2018, number 2 overall pick, they select Marvin Bagley III. Right after that, Luka Doncic.
Oh! Ooh, that's painful. That's painful, Ryan.
Mm.
I like Jaden Ivey, and when I hear, and I get it that they're only comps, but Russ, it kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier about Russell Westbrook, people sleeping on his game because of the bad season that the Lakers have. It almost was like people kind of looked at the Russell Westbrook comp as a negative. Like, you heard Jason McIntyre on here talking about Ivy. He can score, we all know that, but does he, you know, he's kind of one-on-one. Does he make other players better? If he can be, and I'm not saying it'll be Russell Westbrook, but if he's kind of like that, I'll take it.
Yeah. That's a really good basketball player.
Thank you. That's one of the best 75 players of all time.
Yep.
So, and Ja, I mean, that's the thing. And some people are saying, oh, they just comparing him to Ja because of the dreads. Nah, the dude's got freakish athleticism. And in today's game, Ryan, where it's a lot of high pick and roll, drive and kick, one-on-one. Those types of skills and athleticism translate. They translate. And so, look, I just think, look, the Kings, they do have De'Aaron Fox. So I don't know if that played into it. But
it had to. That had to be it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not that down on Murray.
Well, you trade Halliburton, so they had to say we were making space for Fox, and it's a commitment to De'Aaron Fox to say you're the guy, and then you go and get a big wing who can flat out fill it up. So, you know, Sacramento's just saying we want to get to the playoffs. We want a guy who plays. We don't want a position battle. I do like Murray. Murray's a dog.
I don't hate him.
He's not a freak athlete, but he can score. He knows how to play, and he's going to come in ready. And there's a chance where Jaden Ivey, you may have had to develop him a little bit. You got to put the ball in his hands. You're going to draft the guy high. You don't put the ball in his hands. Fair. It's a problem. You know, they didn't have the space.
Well, guys, one more the thing here. During all of this hullabaloo, multiple reports said that the Pistons were getting several attempts from rival teams as soon as the pick was made to try to get Jaden Ivey. No reports on if the Kings got any offers for their pick.
Well, Ivy's interesting in Detroit because they got Cade Cunningham, right? And the ball's in Cade's hands. Yep. So I do wonder how that's going to work.
Cade plays off ball a lot.
So you think it'll work?
Yeah, he's a big guard. He doesn't guard the other point guard. You need someone who can guard the point guards.
All right, we got an hour left. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.